Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Thursday, June 10th. Today on Forbes, rights to Rodgers and Hammerstein's songbook worth a staggering sum. The music video for the hit single, Seven Rings, is vintage Ariana Grande. The 27-year-old pop star twerks, poses and prances with a crystal-clad posse around a nightclub-themed house strewn with fur, diamonds, and a champagne tower that gets shattered to the floor. It's a captivating spectacle that's been viewed on YouTube almost 1 billion times. But at its heart is a song from a much different kind of show and a very different time. The wistful, wholesome 1959 Broadway hit, The Sound of Music, and the imminently hummable refrain of its signature tune, My Favorite Things. It's likely that a good number of those 1 billion viewers have no idea who wrote the song that inspired Grande, or even where it comes from. But they most surely can hum its chorus without missing a note, and for that they can thank Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. My Favorite Things is the most lucrative song from The Sound of Music, the pair's most successful show. While the composers died 41 and 60 years ago, respectively, the company that owns that song and 240 others they wrote together has been raking in millions. Not just from The Sound of Music, but from 10 other musicals, including Oklahoma, The King and I, and South Pacific. Their songs and shows, which collect fees and royalties from local theater groups, companies like Volvo and Frito-Lay that use them in commercials, artists like Grande who repurpose their hooks, and music streamers like Spotify and Apple, brought in revenue of $40 million in 2019. The duo started a music publishing company in 1943, the same year they wrote Oklahoma, to monetize their success. Now, nearly 80 years after their first collaboration, their song catalog is worth $350 million, ranking it as the world's third most valuable, behind John Lennon and Paul McCartney's Beatles catalog and Michael Jackson's roster of hits like Billie Jean and Smooth Criminal. For full coverage, check out Ariel Shapiro's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.